Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My pleasure as always. We got you're going to be glad you stayed with me, too, because we got our good buddy Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a partner with Tatum LLC, a senior partner there. He's the guy that once a month polls hundreds of his partners who are operating small businesses just like yours and mine across the country and a lot of different industries. And he asked them, how are things going? What are you looking at? Or how are sales going? How is the economy looking? How are backlogs? How is your employment? How's the credit situation? Lots of different questions like that. The same kinds of stuff you and I are facing every day. And they tell him, and he compiles all those answers into a handy-dandy report and brings it back to us every month. We're so fortunate to have this. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be back, especially when we have continuing relatively good news on the in business conditions.
You know, you've heard Kermit the Frog sing, "It's not easy being green," but you know what? It's not easy being green, but it sure is beautiful.
Yeah, we have green arrows in most places, indicating that things are getting better. And you know, we go back to the same people in this survey. We're going back to essentially the same audience month after month after month, and the result of that is a consistency of reporting that when they say things are getting better, it's a legitimate way of expressing what's really going on in the marketplace in small and medium sized businesses and in some large businesses as well.
Well, exactly, and so. You know, I wonder, thinking about your comment about the same people. Have you come to learn that certain people are always, one person is always optimistic, another person is always pessimistic, and you sort of factor that into your model?
Well, I don't. You know, with hundreds of respondents, I actually don't look at individuals. I do know who is responding and who is not, because not everybody responds every month, but most are consistent in their responses,
right.
And of course some tend to be more optimistic, and some industries are having a tougher time than other industries, and some geographic territories
right.
are having a tougher time, and that is subject to change.
What industries are still having besides the media industry, of which I'm, you know, four square in the middle of, besides the media industry, what other industries are having a tough time right now?
Well, you know, surprisingly enough, and this does change actually month to month, healthcare has had a little bit of a downturn of all things. You'd think that would be really
stable,
a strong thing.
Yeah.
But this month, service industries on a relative basis showed up as being weak, although they have been relatively strong in prior months. But this month, service industries turned out to be relatively weak. Financial, not surprisingly, have had a pretty good upturn. Financial
right.
services, but
right.
So it varies. Healthcare has sort of been down recently.
What about any news on manufacturing?
Well, they're sort of in the middle right now, and that's pretty interesting because it's a mixed bag. Some are coming back pretty strongly, as indicated primarily by backlogs have been looking pretty good. But we all are aware of what's going on in Detroit and the cutbacks and
right.
and around the auto industry and related industries to the auto industry. But overall, manufacturing is having sort of a comeback.
What about not too many of your folks are in retail, are they?
We don't have as many in retail, and so our responses in retail are not as reliable as those in other industries.
Who track that industry all the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But retail has been tough because the consumer has changed his and her behavior, hasn't he?
Yes, they have, and they're going for the bargains. They're going for where they feel like they get the best value.
Or doing without,
exactly. But everybody seems, you know, if you just talk, anecdotally, you talk to your friends and you talk to your business associates and all that. What are you doing? Everybody will have a story of where they're cutting back and how they're changing their behavior.
Yep.
And it's either going to something a little more of a higher value, lower cost, or simply cutting back.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of these green arrows, where they're coming from and why, with our good buddy Sam Norwood. Stay with us.
After you've had it, you're in an awful fix.
Do it or die now, stand your ground. Don't let your bed.
Little Atlanta rhythm section coming back with surely what must be our anthem, small business owners. Even when times get rough and you've had enough. Still got to try. We do it. That's what we do, isn't it, small business owners? That's the reason I'm so proud of you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's proud of you, too, and that's the reason why there's a lot of stuff there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Articles by the thousands, archives by the thousands, past interviews I've done with my Brain Trust members. Those articles were written by me and our Brain Trust members. About 1,600 of the smartest people on the planet, especially with regard to small business. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between. We got something there for you on everything under the small business sun. So check it out. And don't forget, you want to follow me on Twitter. I'm at Jim Blasingame. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum LLC. He's a senior partner there and the guy who brings us the report, the Tatum survey of business conditions. Sam, the green arrows, index of business conditions overall, the arrow is upward, ever upward.
Yes, it's been going up. You know, and we are a little bit ahead in reporting of what's going on relative to what you end up reading about in the newspaper. For example, when we first saw us going into recession or turning down, let's say, in October of 2007, September and October were right at the high, and then October, November, December were heading down, and ultimately a year and a half later, it was decided officially that the recession had begun in December of 2007. They reported that basically a year after the fact.
As I predicted in January of 2008.
Exactly. And so we sensed it. Now, we have been sensing that the bottom of the recession, the absolute worst of the worst, occurred in November 2009. And so for
You mean 2008?
I'm sorry, for 2008. Yeah, exactly. And so for seven consecutive months, we've seen a slow but steady uptick in our overall index of business conditions.
6 months ago, we had nothing but red.
Yeah, exactly.
On this report.
Exactly. But the index began to sort of percolate up a little bit, so the worst in our... So we're a little bit ahead of our time, but we think that with the continuing strength in the overall index, which has been consistent now for several months, plus the other indicators, you know, we know that employment, for example, is an indicator that lags the uptick. First, we see things like order backlogs start coming up, orders start coming in, and then we see, finally, for the last 3 months, we've seen improvements, slight improvements in employment, and particularly the employment outlook, then also in capital expenditure commitments, which are also a lagging indicator. So we may be a little ahead of the curve, but we come down on the side of things are improving, the worst is behind us, and if these trends continue, then we'll be definitely pulling out of this recession this year, perhaps even in the third quarter of this year.
So,
we think it looks pretty good.
When I look at your employment arrows, both of them are green. The current and the next 60 days are green.
Yes.
Does this mean that your guys are hiring?
Yes. It means that...
That's good news.
It means that our people are hiring. We ask it in two different ways. Well, we reflect it in two different ways in our report. We say, is your employment going up going down or staying about the same. And so not only are we employing more, but we're also reducing less. So there's two ways to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And both are up for both the last 30 days and the next 60 days.
And we saw that in the most recent jobs report.
Yeah. It's a,
we didn't like the number, but we liked the trend.
When we see jobs reports, by the way, you can look at it as a glass half full or a glass half empty.
Right.
We know now that unemployment, which is the glass half empty, rose to 9.4%. But the job reductions were cut in half from what we've seen before. That's
right.
That's the glass half full. So we think the employment overall situation is improving. Even though there are always the individuals having the horror of being laid off or terminated, cut back, and it's just a terrible thing for those that are directly affected.
Right.
But for as an overall scene, the unemployment we think is getting close to peaking, and the employment, which is the positive side, is actually turning and getting a bit better, particularly in the companies where our partners are employed and on assignment.
Sam, what about capital expenditures? That's going to be one of the big drivers of this recovery, isn't it?
It is. Capital expenditure commitments. Now, this is not just approvals, but this is actual commitments. We are going to spend capital here. And for the last 3 months, we've seen this improving somewhat on what we've actually experienced. The outlook is a little mixed this month. It's not quite as strong as we've seen in the last couple of months, but what it means is that there's an improving sense of confidence about about the future. You don't commit to things unless you feel like, well, this is pretty
That's
good.
That's exactly
also,
right.
It's an improving need, a sense of need, and
right.
a sense of confidence, and it spells a positive thing for the
Hold on to that thought, Sam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. Sam Norwood and I will be right back. When we come back, I'm going to ask Sam what he thinks about some of the things the government is doing with regard to economic recovery. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. We got Sam Norwood with us. Sam's an old friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, senior partner with Tatum LLC. Sam, tell us a little bit about Tatum and how we can find you guys online.
Sure. Well, Tatum is a provider of human services to primarily the Chief Financial Officer suite. We supply chief financial officers on an outsourced basis to companies that are going through transition, companies that are growing rapidly, companies that have changing needs, companies that are facing challenges. We go in and our partners and our professionals will help companies through rough times and through periods of transition. And we're found on the web at TatumLLC.com, and we're in 34 markets in the United States and operate in virtually every industry. And that's
how many
story.
Partners you got?
I'm sorry.
How many partners you got?
We have about 700 partners and 300 employees.
When I started working with you, you had about 250, 300 partners. So look what's happened just since you've known me, Sam.
Our growth is entirely attributable to your kind having us on your show.
I do what I can, Sam.
Yep.
Hey, Sam, talk to us about folks. You remember in the previous half hour, Steve McKee and I were talking about outsourcing. This is how the Tatum folks make their living and how they help their customers by providing these kinds of outsourcing. They bring a lot of power to the table without you having to pay for. You don't have to adopt these guys. You can just bring them in when you need them. Sam, talk to us about your thoughts on what the government is doing to according to them, help the economy. I'm putting help in air quotes here.
I understand. Well, let's go back to August and September, where it looked as though the financial system was teetering on the brink of meltdown, possible
yep.
collapse. And what was done back then, something had to be done, or and I really believe that something had to be done then, even though I'm not an insider with all the stats, it was clear that we were facing huge challenges that we have not seen, maybe even in the Depression. It was just a terrible global potential meltdown. So the government came in.
We've never had anything that was as concentrated in a period of time as that, have
that,
we?
That's correct. And so you know, Lehman Brothers and Merrill Lynch, some of the renowned names were went down with that. So the government did some things then that we were in an unheard-of situation, and they did some unheard-of things that started a whole process. And so in this process now, the government has gone, in my judgment, too far. And for example, the banks that did not come under the TARP thing would go about bragging, "We are TARP-free, TARP-free."
Mm-hmm.
Those who are in the TARP were grateful for the bailout, but now are doing all they can to get out. And I think that the TARP period will be ending pretty soon. But the government is not good at running things. They're good at defense of our country. But they're not very good at running businesses.
Right.
It's terrible, in fact. And
right.
they acknowledge that. Well, so they come up with czars. But that puts a focus into political hands that are simply that cannot be sustained. And I believe that in the next 12 months, we will see and hope that we will see government pulling out from so much involvement in the banks and the autos.
But Sam, don't you think that regular Americans, voters, and business owners like you and me are going to have to encourage them to get out? Because, and we're going to have to do it in a way. Actually for the last few weeks, I've been saying that the last time we had that the planet Earth had czars, they were gotten rid of by a revolution.
Well,
and I'm thinking we might have to have a peaceful revolution here. What do you think?
Well, for those who feel like they're in total need, I guess they're grateful to have it. But when they come in and impose themselves in the way they did in our banks, and now making it really tough to for the banks that are under the TARP, as an example,
right.
to get out, the banks are running from it.
Right.
It won't take long before the automobile
right.
businesses will also be running from it.
And maybe we'll think better in the future before we invite the governments to stick their camel's nose under our tent, because we know what happens then. The whole camel comes in. Hey,
well,
Sam,
thanks for
being here. Good job today, as always. Good report. Thanks for the good news.
You bet.
We'll see you next time.
You.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be on the other side of the news. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is all for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.